Time to talk some Oregon softball. They've exploded from the gate, the devastating performance in the season-opening tournament in Tempe. Get the passports ready. This week they're off to Puerto Vallarta. Welcome in the head coach, Mike White. Coach, how are things?
Doing great, thank you.
You know, I know coaches at this level, you got high standards and justifiably so, but you win six games, you outscore your opponent 73-12. How would you describe your satisfaction with how your team played in that opening classic?
Well, offensively, I don't think we could do much better other than the fact we didn't get some bunts down, but you hit 17 home runs, don't have to worry too much about the bunts, I guess, but defensively, I think giving up 12 runs is a bit of a concern for us, and I'd like to see us kind of lower that number going forward.
You know, before we get into specifics, I've asked a lot of the coaches to talk about conditioning. It's a long season. Your guy is Mark Dillon. How long has he held that job with your program, and what kind of job does he do to kind of keep your players tip-top to compete like they do in such a great conference?
Yeah, well, Coach Dillon's been here longer than I have, before 2009, and, he's just another extension of our coaching staff. He's at all our meetings, he listens to what we say, he reiterates what we say, and is just really another coach for us, which is great, and he knows what each specific position entails, and he caters the workouts for them, for those positions.
Now, for the past couple years, one of your great former players, Kylie Cuico, has been a volunteer assistant. I'm always curious, what's her role and what does it mean to have someone who's been where all the players now are, know your program and what's expected to succeed?
Yeah, it's a big benefit having Kylie on our staff. I mean, she was with us back in 2009 and 10 and, came through the program, one of my first recruits, actually. And, she's one of those kids that, once she left the program, she figured out, oh, I really like coaching. I want to get back into it. And she knows the process for us as far as, trying to get tips on pitchers. And so she really helps with us identifying pitchers and what they're giving away and patterns and a lot of stuff like that. Just a little stuff that really makes a big difference for our program. And then, she helps out Coach Spencer with the infield work as well.
Talking Oregon softball with Coach White. Last week's opener, we talked about the caliber of opponent Georgia is. You know, they entered the tournament ranked 25th. And for folks to know, even though you beat them, they actually jumped eight spots. How important was it for you to start off so well against such a good team?
Well, very important. You know, Megan Kleiss actually came out and pitched very well for the first three, four innings. Kind of set the tone. And then, we had those big innings where we scored a bunch of runs. And I think Megan let down just a little bit. But that's a very dangerous team. They have a pretty deep pitching staff. So I was very pleased the way we hit the ball against them.
You mentioned Megan started the opener. Then Miranda made her season debut when you run-ruled Fresno State, who's also a top 40 program in the latest rankings. I'm sure you had areas where you wanted her to work on from her freshman year to now. What about her performance against Fresno State, and are you seeing improvement in those areas?
Yeah, definitely. I think against Fresno State, I think she was much better than her second game against Cal State Northridge. Against UTEP. I thought she was in better control of her game, was hitting all the spots a lot better. I think that she is going to get stronger and stronger as we go along here.
Talking with Coach White, Duck Softball, with many of us who now follow your team in this sport, I'm a little older, reared on hardball, where a pitcher will make a start and then rest 4 days. Do you get that a lot, how people ask you, how are softball pitchers able to throw big innings, consecutive days, or two games in one day?
Well, I actually think that's kind of a misnomer a little bit, in that I think that it is harder on the body than people give it credit for. And so I'm really trying to protect our pitchers a little bit and give them at least a day's rest between their starts. That's what I'd like to do. Now, obviously, there's some times where we can't do that. But I think that is something that going forward, I think you see us carry a little larger pitching staff just to try and protect our pitchers so they're not overworked. So I think it's definitely something that it can be expanded on.
Yeah, do you push them more when it gets to the end of the season and it's more of a tournament situation, an elimination deal, where you kind of have limited options?
Yeah, I think so. You even see that in Major League Baseball. Sometimes right. you'll see a starter come back on one day earlier rest, they'll do it because it's at the end of the season. And I think that's something we'll look at down the end there is if we really have to make a push, as long as our player's okay and it's not going to cause injuries, we would look at something like that.
A couple final thoughts. We talked about your big-time transfer, DJ Sanders, stepping in for Nicky Udry, and not only in the middle of the lineup, but with the glove. Her first two games, she walked 4 of 6 plate appearances, then kind of flexed her muscle the last four, and she looked clean in the field. How happy were you with, her duck debut?
Oh, I couldn't be any happier, actually. I think that, again, she's pretty patient. She doesn't swing at many pitches out of the zone, especially for a power hitter. She's not going to chase stuff. And then defensively against both Missouri and Georgia, she made tremendous plays. It really kept the momentum in our favor. And it could have led to some big innings, actually, especially against Missouri. She made a really nice play up the middle and threw off balance. So it was great to see.
And lastly, this event with Houston, who took 3 of 4 in their opening tournament and almost knocked off No. 6 Texas A&M. You also have Rutgers, Texas, Ole Miss. I mean, these all power conference teams. Seems like another really good test for you early in the season.
It really is. Houston's one of those teams that some people overlook. But we're not going to do that. We know they're very capable. Of course, Ole Miss was at the College World Series last year. And, Texas is Texas, so they're always going to be pretty good. Usually have a lot of power in their lineup. And then, of course, Rutgers, that's one more team that... But, the great thing, Steve, is getting to see some teams that we don't normally see a lot of. So it's really good to play somebody different.
Coach, No. 3 team in the country. I saw it was 82 degrees in Puerto Vallarta today. So you and your Ducks, try and enjoy it if possible. Travel safe. Best of luck. And as always, look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks, Steve. Go Ducks.
All right, take it easy. They're ranked 3rd. They're headed to PV, as I mentioned. In their 6 wins in that opening tournament, they outscored their opponents 73-12, raked 17 homers. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more sports talk next, 95.3 The Score.